A housing plan promised in January, coming to Cabinet today, published tomorrow, to deliver 300,000 homes over 5 years and address rising rents, house prices and homelessness. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Remind us of the scale of the challenge.
Well, people who are living in the vice grip of the housing crisis know the problem. You've got record high prices, record high rents, and this is leaving people stuck. They can't move out of their home. They can't buy starter homes. And for some, it's another record that they face, record homelessness as well. And in many ways, this goes back to the boom-bust cycle we've had over the past 15 years. Our political coverage editor and now economics editor, David Murphy, has laid out a nice report on RTÉ's online where basically he's talking about how we're about 250,000 homes short. So the backdrop to it is, in the Celtic Tiger days of the late noughties, nearly 90,000 homes were delivered. But once the crash hit in by 2012, we were only delivering 5,000. Now, things increased then from 2019, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, but we're stuck there. Last year, 40,000 homes promised during the general election, but only 30,000 delivered, and that's despite big changes to planning laws. And the problem has been exacerbated by a massive increase in the population, moving from 4.5 million in 2011 to 5.4 million last year. So we've got more people wanting more homes to rent and to buy, and yet the output, the government has just not been able to deliver.
Why has it taken so long to put this plan together and make it available?
Well, the new Minister for Housing, James Brown, has been sort of effectively reluctant to put a big plan in. He's talking about how we failed in the past because we've had a big plan, which is supposed to have had a big bang effect. And what he prefers to do instead is to have, and this is my words, not his, sort of mini bang, smaller measures regularly announced over every couple of weeks, which will have a real impact. But he has to have a plan because that's effectively going to give the large numbers which are required, you know, over the next 5 year cycle, what's going to be done. So finally, it's months late, but the national plan is coming out today. It's going to Cabinet, and as you said, it'll be published tomorrow.
And it was promised in the programme for government in January. What is the plan?
So the plan overall, just like the programme for government, is to build 300,000 homes over the next 5 years. But we're beginning to get a bit more detail. So now we now know that one of the main aims is to build 90,000 starter homes over the next 5 years. So obviously that'll be interesting to people who want to try and get on the ladder. We're learning a little bit more about the mechanisms. So the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has agreed to provide 2.5 billion to the Land Development Agency, or the LDA, to deliver 14,000 homes by 2029. So that's going to push up the LDA budget to 8.75 billion. So the LDA was effectively constituted to support our acquisition of private land to deliver private housing and find additional strategic public land for sites. And now what we're hearing is about the money that's going to be behind it. Many of the measures that are contained in it, we've been hearing over the past sort of couple of weeks, little bits are leaking out. We know that there's going to be a big focus on trying to end child and family homelessness, including a plan to inject more than 100 million euro next year to house families who are the longest on the list. We also know that there's going to be greater use of compulsory purchase orders by local authorities to deal with derelict problems. And we also know there's commitments to include a target of 20,000 homes, which will be brought back into use, supported by the vacant refurbishment grants. There's a whole plethora of stuff which is coming through. But ultimately, the question is, a new plan, and this is the fourth that we've had, is it going to deliver? That's the question which is going to be put to the minister when he announces it tomorrow.
Is there anything new or any surprise in this plan?
To be fair, I haven't seen it. We're going on what the leaks are.
Yes.
So we'll, I suppose, have to reserve judgment. I mean, I think those two things, trying to deal with homelessness is a huge thing. We've got record numbers, 16,000 people, more than 5,000 children. That is a huge problem for the government. The 90,000 starter homes, that's once again trying to give people the possibility of being able to get their first home. But how are they going to deal with it? That's the question as well, because we know they've brought in a huge planning and development bill. We know that they're talking about more judicial reviews. We know that they've promised before. The question here is, year on year, are they able to deliver? And as it stands this year, Gavin, it doesn't look as if they're going to be able to break out of that low 30,000 homes delivered in the year. And that is a big problem, because the stats are there.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about homelessness a little bit later. Elsewhere, Paul, the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach are meeting with the parents of Harvey Morrison today, who died aged 9 with severe scoliosis earlier on this year.
Yeah, and the backdrop to this meeting is a weekend report from the Sunday Times, which said that Harvey had been taken off a surgery waiting list because Children's Health Ireland believed that he was a palliative patient. That was come from a whistleblower within CHI in a protected disclosure. So that's the backdrop to it. It was something which the family found very distressing. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, described as devastating. And now they're going to have this minister with the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. We know that it's happening at around 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's going to be about the investigation to find out what went wrong. The family have been pushing for any inquiry to be put on a statutory footing. We haven't heard really what the government's position is, other than to say, and this was from Simon Harris on Sunday, that they did want to advance this with the families in partnership. So there seems to be a big effort from government to produce an inquiry which will satisfy the demands of Harvey Morrison's parents and other parents who are in the same position.
Day one for our new president. What's she doing, Paul?
Yeah, she was inaugurated yesterday. There was a big dinner in Dublin Castle last night, but she's going to be straight out of the blocks today. As far as we know, there's three things she wants to do. She wants to visit a Gaelscoil in Inchicore. Then she's going to stop at Trim Family Resource Centre. And then she's returning home to Galway, where she's going to visit the residents of a community nursing unit. And that's going to be happening later on the same. And I suppose it's an echo of the campaign platform that she took. She was talking about wanting to be able to meet people who don't always get in the spotlight, to give voice to people on the margins, and so going to community centres or visiting underprivileged areas. This is part and parcel of what Catherine Connolly wants to do, and she's making that mark on her first full day in office.
And we'll hear from the school that she's going to visit a little bit later in the programme. Paul, thank you for that. More on housing too later in the programme. It's 7:20 now.